It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thanks.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in research with Procter & Gamble about how visually impaired people shop, and a chance to help the Christian sight loss charity Torch Trust with their next five-year strategy. Max, we start with that research into how we all shop as blind and partially sighted people.
Yes, so on the 13th of January 2022, Procter & Gamble are looking for the expertise of blind and low vision customers regarding shopping. They want to learn how blind and partially sighted people shop, either online or using an app, with any of the UK retailers like Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, Ocado, etc. For the participants who are interested in taking part in this research, you need to answer these questions. Question one, which grocery retailers, if any, do you use on your mobile app? Which grocery retailers, if any, do you use online? Do you shop with someone who helps you or on your own? And will you be bringing a carer with you? This is a paid research opportunity that should take between 30 to 60 minutes at their office in Weybridge, Surrey, which is 40 minutes by train from London Waterloo. They are looking to fill time slots between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you will be paid £70 for the research, and they will pay up to £80 travel expenses and £40 for a carer. If you'd like to get involved with this, please contact Latif on latif.s@pg.com or by mobile on 07766 781789 for details. That email address again was latif.s@pg.com.
Max, now we have a great opportunity for people to help out Torch Trust.
Yes, so we've recently been in contact with Tim, who is the CEO of Torch Trust. And Torch Trust is a Christian sight loss charity that focuses on the spiritual and emotional well-being of blind and partially sighted people. Torch Trust are developing a new strategy and want to hear from some people who are not already their clients what they think will be the key spiritual and emotional needs of blind and partially sighted people over the next 5 years. They are looking for volunteers to join a focus group to discuss this. They are planning initially for two sessions on Zoom, one in the week beginning the 7th of February and the second in the week beginning the 28th of February. They would love to have a range of ages and different experiences of sight loss in the group, and if possible, people who are connected into a network of people with sight loss so they can bring in a wider perspective to the discussion. If you'd like to be involved, just email Tim at timj@torchtrust.org before the 21st of January.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the RNIB and external opportunities. You just have to email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search RNIB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing in the new year. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.